This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Washington, the House Foreign Affairs Committee today is holding a hearing on food security in Africa. And the hearing comes amid warnings the El Niño weather pattern might bring drought and more erratic rains to parts of Africa in the coming months. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Here's this year's El Niño prediction. Tracy Allen is a senior agri-commodity markets analyst with Rabobank.
This El Niño is, you know, the strongest in almost two decades. It is predicted to strengthen towards the end of 2015.
So heavy rain in some places, drought in others. That could be bad news for Africa's subsistence farmers. Heather Coleman is climate change manager for Oxfam America.
They essentially rely on steady rainfall and predictable rainfall patterns to be able to determine when they plant their crops, when they harvest.
And they eat what they grow. Roger Thurow is a senior fellow on global agriculture at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
If they don't grow enough to feed their families, then they plunge into this hunger season, which is this profound period of deprivation. Their number of meals shrink from 3 a day to 2 to 1 to none on some days.
Oxfam warns some 10 million people worldwide could face food shortages thanks to El Niño. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.